This is our land. These are our people. The workers. The strivers. The builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark, murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, folks, we're into overdrive on this Friday worldwide transmission. And this happens all the time. I'll be sitting here with a guest talking or listening to a caller or reading an article, and something will click. I'll go, wait a minute. We haven't had Wayne Madsen on in like 2-3 months. But 4 or 5 interviews ago, I don't know, 5-6 months ago or longer, I know a year ago or so, he said, I have a federal informant. They're being tracked. Giffords was shot, but Roll was the main target. And then I later had separate sources that confirmed that was part of a Fast and Furious cover-up. And then I remember Madsen was on, whenever it was, 4 or 5 months ago, was talking about there are reportedly wiretaps of the attorney general. He broke that. I don't even know if he even remembers that. He has such good sources. You'll watch any national security hearing in Congress. You'll see Wayne Madsen back there in the audience. He was in anti-submarine warfare. Then he worked for the NSA, RCA, a lot of other agencies and groups. And I'm not trying to toot his horn. It's just a fact that so much of what he says is so groundbreaking, and then it just kind of gets put out there, and nothing ever even gets done with the information. But I thought, let's get him on with all his new intel on Fast and Furious. And Wayne, we cover so much, we hardly even never double back to it. But when was that interview that you were bringing up, big stuff on Fast and Furious, and there are reported wiretaps? Because I remember you saying that. Do you remember saying that?
Oh, certainly. I think it was about 3 months ago or something like that. I had an FBI confidential informant tell me that, look, this whole thing had to do with guns coming from Mexico, going to Mexico, across especially the Arizona-Mexico border. And Judge Roll and Congresswoman Giffords were actually having meetings in Phoenix about what to do with this situation. So this nutcase shows up at a campaign stop and tries to kill both of them, gets the judge, and severely injures Giffords to the point where she could not stay in Congress any longer.
Yeah, and the reason I asked when it was is I think the last time I interviewed you was about 3 months ago, but there was an interview before that. I think it's longer than, wasn't it about 6 months ago? Because I've got a bunch of interviews with you. I want to go find it and then play it on the nightly news tonight to point out that you broke this.
Right. Well, there's a lot more to this than meets the eye. I have a story up on my website today about the fact that there are now investigations of weapon smuggling by various state National Guard personnel. There's a huge investigation now going on in California. And
you brought that up 3 months ago, and now that's in the news. But
right.
Here's exactly. What I want to do. I want to go to break, come back, and have you start over. Because some stations don't carry the segment. Most do. Start over with your informant, what they told you. Because for those that just joined us, it's now the big headline out there, Roll Call reporting, that Issa, who's got his own past, was reading into the record that indeed what the Examiner said back in early July is indeed true, that there is, and all this is up at Infowars.com right now, the Roll Call, but also the link to the Examiner and the rest of it, that these wiretaps exist to the Attorney General. And so now that's confirmed is the point. And then I was just remembering that you had said, Wayne, in one of the interviews that, they already had all the proof and wiretaps that your source had told you, which gives more credibility to what they'd said about the other issue. So I was just remembering, I heard this first from you. So let's codify your thoughts on that subject, because I know I just sprung this on you, just called you, and then we'll get your take on it straight ahead. Stay with us. results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's a reliable source of information. 50,000 unstoppable
words. I'm Alex Jones. We are live. It is Friday, 29th day of June 2012. Your calls are coming up for those who have been patiently holding. Like Dean in Tennessee, listening on XM 166 and others. Fast and Furious is blowing wide open. The nightmare. Obamacare, written by the insurance companies to rip everybody off, is in place. It's all going to get broken down here. But they've got him in contempt. But, I mean, Holder's just the front man for all this. Investigative journalist Wayne Madsen of WayneMadsenReport.com was on the nightly news about 6 months ago, and then he reiterated this about 3 months ago, last time he was on with us, that Judge Roll had been shot to cover up gun running through Arizona into Mexico. And since then, you know, news has come out that these different towns and cities were involved, not from Texas, from West Texas all the way to Arizona, and that had been really a hit. He has a federal confidential informant. He formerly worked, of course, with the NSA. He's a great investigative journalist. But I remember in the interview we were talking about, oh, they've got proof in Congress. I'm told they're wiretaps. So I remember you talking about that. So recap, because that means you were the first person I know of to break these wiretaps that ISSA has now read into the record that indeed there were confidential wiretaps of people in the Justice Department, or proving that they knew and were directing this. I mean, this is amazing I mean, tell us what's really going on here and how deep Fast and Furious goes.
Well, NSA has for some time had the authority to listen and eavesdrop on the phone conversations and now the email, of course, of any government official, including the attorney general. Now, they do that for communication security purposes, but it's obvious that they're wiretapping and they uncover any kind of information, especially that which may involve a foreign intelligence operation. They will maintain those wiretaps. Certainly NSA would be very interested in anything having to do with shipping guns to two of the worst drug cartels, the very bloody and violent Zetas and Sinaloa cartels in Mexico. But now we have a Royal Canadian Mounted Police report came out not long ago about guns being shipped up Interstate 75 from as far south as Florida into Ontario. So it's not just Mexico, it's Canada. And a couple weeks ago, a National Guard member in North Carolina was arrested. He was with Special Operations or Special Forces for the North Carolina National Guard, was arrested for shipping guns into China, into 16 cities and provinces in China. And the FBI and the Ministry of Public Security in Beijing jointly busted that operation. So it looks like guns are being shipped out of the United States, Mexico, China for the purpose of destabilization. That would be a foreign. That would be.
And they've been catching Navy SEALs shipping hand grenades and guns that you don't get at a gun shop into Mexico. A few months ago, you talked about the Special Forces Army veterans. A gang of black guys were caught shipping them into Mexico. And drugs back in. I mean, this is just massive what's going on. So tell us about the wiretaps, though, because I remember you being the first person. It was like out of the blue. And I'm like, wow, there's wiretaps. I mean, how did you get that? I mean, who was your source, but I mean, what did they tell you?
Well, as I said, NSA always listens into the communications of government officials. And now they have even more authority under Intelligence Directive 700, which was issued by a former retired General James Clapper, the Director of National Intelligence, after the leaks on the White House kill list for the drone attacks and also the flame malware virus that infected Iranian computer systems. Now they have even more authority to do wiretaps of government officials to plug leaks. Essentially, that's what it's about. So, but they've had this for quite some time. So, again, the information is that Holder and especially the people under him were being listened in on ostensibly for communication security. But we know after the Bush administration, that's just a mantra that's used to cover up listening in on government officials. It was done to Colin Powell. He was Secretary of State. And it was done to several other.
When you were at the NSA, yeah. I mean, I know you were compartmentalized, but you worked in some highly classified areas, I know, from bios I've seen out there. I mean, what was the level of spying then compared to what it is now?
Well, it wasn't. There were rules in place not to just conduct surveillance merely for political intelligence purposes. But that all changed after 9/11. Now anything's fair game. But even before 9/11, there was NSA documents to show that when she was first lady, Hillary Clinton was being eavesdropped upon for some of her international operations she was involved with, and also former President Jimmy Carter was being eavesdropped upon when he was trying to negotiate a peace settlement in Bosnia. His phone calls were listened in on when he was in Sarajevo, the Bosnian capital. But now it's much worse. Now all you need is they've got blanket authority, basically, to eavesdrop on anyone. And that would include, of course, the President of the United States, again, for communication security
purposes. What does it signify? Because obviously there were gun running scandals before. And normally if Holder played the card that I predicted he would, that, hey, Bush did some gun running scandals as well, normally that would make him back off. But Issa and the Republicans aren't, which I say is a good thing overall. But what type of war is going on? What's happening right now in Washington?
Well, let's see how far Issa will go, because back when Blackwater was under investigation in 07 when Henry Waxman was chairman of the same committee that ISIS chairman of now. ISSA was a big defender of Blackwater. Now that was at the time when some Blackwater, ex-Blackwater employees were arrested for smuggling weapons from the United States into Iraq. And ISSA came to Eric Prince, CEO of Blackwater, came to his defense and said this was a political witch hunt against Blackwater. But if he is aware now of other information, and he actually a letter last year to the White House saying, hey, look, some of Waxman's questions were never answered. I'm not happy with that. I want answers. So he may be on to something, but let's see how far he goes, because I think that this is a intelligence operation, probably a very compartmentalized operation that's allowing weapons to go into Mexico, China, and now we know that, and it may be for purposes of political destabilization.
Well, no kidding. I mean, that's what Celia Castile told us 6 years ago. He said they're training people in South Texas. When Calderon gets in, the civil war is going to start. It's meant to destabilize and knock out cartels controlled by the Mexican government so the big banks can fully monopolize it. But those Mexican cartels, allied with their own systems, have been, in many levels, defeating the Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo army. By the way, folks, it's in, if you're a new listener, you're like, well, that's quite an accusation. 2 years ago, it was in Bloomberg and Associated Press, $376 billion laundered by Wells Fargo and Wachovia in just a two-year period. I mean, obviously, $500 billion a year in narcotics money into the U.S. is not being hidden in the crack house closets or in their mattresses.
Right. We have, remember, we have a presidential election in Mexico this Sunday. Day after tomorrow, where the Institutional Revolutionary Party that ruled Mexico for many years may come back into power, and the presidential candidate has talked about coming to some sort of agreement with the cartels. Now, obviously, that's not music to the ears of the people in Washington, so there'd be a great interest in trying to keep things in Mexico the way they are, with the high level of terrible violence being committed, beheadings and everything else. But this has a link, of course, to the guns that are being shipped into Mexico, and were shipped under Fast and Furious. And now we have information that Governor Brown in California and Governor Perry in Texas are both investigating and the involvement of their own National Guards and weapon smuggling and embezzlement of National Guard funds.
So it is getting crazy. In the few minutes we've got left, Wayne Madsen, you always drop big bombshells on us. Any other tidbits that I haven't brought up that you think are important dealing with Fast and Furious and all the rest of this?
Well, I would just keep a close eye on what happens now. Obviously, there's going to be civil charges filed with the contempt resolution. The criminal thing won't go far, because why would Holder want to investigate himself? It'll be referred to the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, but that individual works for Eric Holder. So I think we won't see anything there. The only way we'd see any investigation is to see the independent special counsel come back. But that comes and goes depending on the political winds in Washington. We certainly had one during Watergate. We had one for Whitewater.
So basically it's about political point scoring, but it could get out of hand. You're dead reckoning. Will Obama go the way of Nixon, or does he have too much dirt on the other kleptocrats?
I think this is we talked about Mexico, but this is a Mexican standoff. basically, they have the dirt on one another. I don't think ISSA will really go that far if he starts to expose the involvement of people in the CIA and other agencies that may be involved in this weapons smuggling for intelligence covert operation purposes.
Well, sure. I mean, we already knew years ago eight agencies were involved. It's drugs coming back in. I mean, that's in federal court. And now we're seeing all the whitewash articles out there. This is just another Iran-Contra. Do you agree with that?
Oh, I think that's it. And, you know, the problem is when the intelligence agencies get this kind of power, which they have, they've never had this much power in the past. They're going to abuse it. They're going to take advantage of it. And we get, you know, the situation with embezzling funds like we saw during Iran-Contra.
And that's what the globalists want, is everybody corrupt. Wayne Madsen, have a great weekend. Thank you so much for that report.
Good to be with you, Alex.
You bet. WayneMansonReport.com is his site. Infowars.com is ours. Okay, we're going to go to Dean, Quentin, and others straight ahead. Stay with us. Your calls up next.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Attention, information in this 1 minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Examiner.com, a Terry Webster has written a pretty good boil down article of the points I raise against government run nightmare healthcare. It's called Jones Blast Supreme Court Healthcare Ruling. I raised that because I just happened to see the article and read over it during the break. And I noticed that a lady called earlier saying there should be a basic boil down. And we've done those, but here's a new one. It goes over it all. We'll get it linked up at InfoWars.com. Let's go to Dean in Tennessee, listening on XM 166, then Quentin. Dean, welcome. Thanks for holding.
Alex, it's a pleasure speak with you. I'm calling to ask if you think the globalists may have shot themselves in the foot by calling Obamacare a tax, because all federal taxes are required to be originated in the House of Representatives. So if Obamacare didn't originate in the House of Representatives, it should be deemed an illegal tax.
You know, I knew one version of it originated in the Senate, but didn't they then change that and go back and get and change it in the House? You know, that's a good point. I have to look at that, but I, pardon me, guys. Okay, so CJ says he followed that. I mean, my memory was they did try that, but then it went back to the House and they fully voted to basically go with that version. But look, taxes to be paid to private interest, you know, that's the issue. They're saying you pay this to an insurance company or we come take your money. And they call that a tax. It's totally illegal. It's classical tyranny on its face. What do you say?
I say it just needs to go away immediately.
Well, here's the deal. A bunch of Republican governors say they're just going to ignore it. And, I mean, the answer is if you can't ignore it, see, you got to choose your battles. I've asked my crew over and over again, and they don't want to get the health care. They want the full amount of money. They can get it if they want it. Under this, I'm going to have to come up with some plan, tell them what it is, and then do it. But I have to choose my battles. Do I not get the insurance and get in a big lawsuit with the government and penalties and interest? Or do I fight them on all the other subjects but roll over to this? I mean, you've got to choose your battles. But I think the way to go with this is noncompliance at this point. But we need to debate that. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Quentin in Louisiana. You're on the air. Quentin.
Greetings, Alex, from the cashless state of Louisiana, where you could be arrested for buying something secondhand with cash. How you like that?
I saw that last year and couldn't believe it. And it's actually is the law. You can't buy things secondhand with cash. You get arrested because you're a prisoner, and prisoners can't be trusted to have lemonade stands or garage sales, prisoner.
Exactly, Alex. First of all, I totally disagree with Obamacare. The only thing that the American people can look forward to is just another deduction line on their checks to right under Social Security. Free health care, that's a total dream. Second thing I want to get into is I have a message for the preachers of America who are behind the pulpit that they need to stop preaching a watered-down gospel and start preaching the true gospel of Jesus Christ and telling the American people and waking them up and stop all this nonsense.
I agree with you, sir. And even if you don't believe in God, the issue is this is an immoral country. People are acting like zombies and slobs, myself included. We need to recognize the good from the bad and try to be good. But if you just say, oh, we're just animals, there's no good or bad, well, now it's law of the jungle, folks, and that isn't pretty. Let's go to another caller here. Let's go ahead and speak to Jake in Oregon. You got about a minute and a half, brother.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I have a question. What do you think will happen when if Mitt Romney gets elected? Many people have told me that I might go to war because I'm young and I'll be that era.
I think if Mitt Romney gets in, the same special interest that financed Obama will just continue, but with a fresh pony. People will be like, but he's a Republican. Why is it continuing? Because this is the agenda they want. You know, why did Roberts, he was a Republican. Why did he flip? Because the bankers want it. I mean, I meant to play that clip again. In fact, God bless you. I appreciate the call. Can we go out with the clip about we're slaves to the bankers? I wanted to play that all day. We're going to end this segment. We'll come back with Tarpley because we're live now. We're going to go to that interview with Tarpley from earlier. With him saying you're slaves to the bankers. Here it is. That's a darn good clip.
Obama's presidential campaign is asking Missouri law enforcement to target anyone who lies or runs a misleading television ad.
Folks, that's not
campaign.
It doesn't matter. So John, it doesn't matter. That we have a CNBC clip we're going to play all day and had queued up. And I played it a bunch. I'll play it on the Sunday show, if you're a new listener, where they said that we're slaves to foreign banks. And that we're, quote, absolutely slaves, and that it's a world government, global governance run by bankers. In fact, I'm going to have Kurt Nemo right now repost that as the top story at InfoWars.com. I think it's so important. In case you're a new listener and are like, what are you talking about? I'm going to get that posted up on the site. I'm going to get that at InfoWars.com for you, and nothing's going to stop it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm a guy who's a boss.
Yeah, the federal government's bought 450 million rounds of hollow point dum-dum bullets for you and your family. Hundreds and hundreds, and now they said they're going to order over 1,000 armored pill boxes for you and your family. Armed drones, checkpoints, troops rolling around in different cities. Secretary of the Army saying they're getting ready basically for martial law and to put troops in every city. I wonder what's coming. Our guest in the Obama deception broke it down. Webster Tarpley, it is the global collapse and reorganization post-industrial New World Order system. And I'm going to get Tarpley's take on that, the healthcare situation, and this. House could arrest Holder with inherent contempt power. And I covered this on the TV show last night. Yes, in the past, the Congress had a jail. Just like the president claims he has this power to kill people, he doesn't really have that. Now, if there was an enemy navy attacking New York 200 years ago, the president could say, defend, without going to Congress, because it was imminent. But to declare war on a country, you'd have to. So the point is, the Congress has handed over all its authority, because the system wants a bunch of people that lay down on their backs. But they could also go right now to the district attorney of the District of Columbia and call for him to have a grand jury investigation. of what Holder's done, shipping guns and hand grenades into Mexico and drugs back into the U.S. And again, this is bubbling over. Here is the Washington Post, foreignpolicy.com, as their publication. Fast and the ridiculous. In Mexico, it's taken as fact that the United States is backing drug cartels. And then it goes on and says, Wayne LaPierre says this is needs to be looked into. And other big people, what are we going to do? People are listening to this. It's only been in the news for over a year and a half. El Paso Times. Come on, reporters listening. Go look it up. El Paso Times, Chicago Tribune. We've done countless articles at Infowars.com on it. You're like, well, how do we find them? Search. Fast and Furious involves drug dealing. Just look it up. It's not hard. I'm ranting. It's just news overload. Webster, finish up with the serious situation. I mean, in your researched opinion, am I right to be concerned about this? Because Medvedev, Putin, regardless of what people think of them, they have nuclear weapons. The bankers run us. And they've shown they're insane with 40-to-1 bets with MF Global and stuff. And now they're moving weapons all around Europe up against Russia. They've got jihadis running around wearing Al-Qaeda uniforms with flying Al-Qaeda flags, desecrating Orthodox churches. I was saying Catholic. Some are Catholic. Most are Orthodox. Urinating all over things, defacing Jewish and Christian graves. Just acting like complete maniacs. And do you see Christians rioting everywhere? No. We're just like, good, we deserve it. And then all the neocons that love to Islamophobia, they're saying nothing about this. And, I mean, it's Twilight Zone, Webster. I feel like I'm living in the Twilight Zone. What do you say? Finish your points.
This is very important about the massacres, right? Because we had this story from Thierry Meyssan that Ben Rhodes of the Obama White House is preparing this endgame maneuver similar to Operation Mermaid or whatever they had in Libya last August, that the NATO forces would take control of Arabsat and Nilesat, and they would push the Syrian channels, the pro-government channels, off the air. They bombed one of them this week to probably prepare part of that. And then they would put on fake CIA-produced Arab-speaking channels saying Assad is fleeing, and they have these fake sets in Saudi Arabia and Qatar, similar to the fake set of the Green Square in Libya last year. They got downtown Syria, downtown Aleppo, downtown Damascus, downtown Aleppo, downtown Homs, and the presidential palace. So they've got sound stages ready to do that at that point. So they're coming along. But now the thing is, if you do that and you have a coup, if the Muslim Brotherhood and the Al-Qaeda essentially take over Syria, there's going to be a huge massacre of Alawites, but there's also going to be a massacre of Christians. And you're right to say those are Greek Orthodox, but they're also Catholic. In other words, Greek Catholic, so-called Melkites. I have to thank them. I stayed with them for quite a number of days when I was in Syria. That's basically who invited me. So there's a great danger of a massacre of Alawites and Christians. Now, it's interesting that Cass Sunstein, in another wing of the Obama White House, has already thought about this. You got Ben Rhodes preparing the bloody coup in Syria. Cass Sunstein and his wife, Samantha Power ran the coup in Egypt last year. Cass Sunstein has got this thing going against the Vatican. Vatican Spring, Vatican Leaks, right? And all this stuff, that the Vatican is a criminal enterprise and they launder money and all this stuff. And this is a way to prepare the massacre in Syria and elsewhere in the Middle East, because this has been going on. It's happening in Libya even today, right? Christians are getting killed, displaced. If the Pope decides to rise up against this and do something, he could really hurt Obama. But they want to put the Vatican on the defensive, right? They want to say, we're going to suppress the Vatican because we're going to have them, you know, worried about getting accused of being drug money launderers so that they won't be able to protest a huge
massacre.
And by
the way, I ought to have you on. You know, you've got a doctorate in Venetian history and other things. And you actually worked at the Vatican, lived in Italy.
Right,
you speak,
sure.
So you know what you're talking about. Where is the Vatican in this whole New World Order? Because I'm not Catholic. I've studied the history of it. I know quite a bit. But when it gets into the current things, I'm not defending a lot of stuff. You know, some of the things the Catholic Church does are obviously pro-globalist and things. But I do see in the media and in the culture and Obama saying you've got to hire people that aren't Catholics. You've got to pay for abortions. There is an assault. You've had the liberal globalist red diaper doper babies say infiltrate, become priest. I mean, I wouldn't even say it's the priesthood. It's the predators went in there because the kids are there, but then the church did cover that up, which is wrong. I mean, just this whole thing. I'm now ranting, but what's really going on with the Vatican?
Remember, the fundamental thing is the Vatican and the British monarchy have been at war for 500 years, right? Since Guy Fawkes and the Gunpowder Plot, and really for almost a century before that. So you've always got to factor that in, right? The British hate the Vatican, and it's mutual. On the other hand, there's this oligarchical faction, the Venetians, the Roman black nobility, right? The feudal aristocrats of Rome, the Orsini, the Colonna, the various princely families. These people are also more hostile to the Vatican than not. So the Vatican is a big institution. It has within it everything that exists in the world. It's probably it's the oldest continuous institution, I guess, on the planet. There may be some competition on that, but you get the idea. It's been around for a long time. It's got everything in it. And the quality, since it's an elective monarchy, the quality of popes varies greatly. You can go from a good one to a bad one with simply one conclave. But I think right now, the thing that I see is that the U.S. line towards the Vatican is to bash them, because the whole U.S. line in the Middle East and the Mediterranean is a pro-Muslim Brotherhood, pro-Al-Qaeda policy, which is going to get a lot of Christians
killed.
And again,
we're not just saying that. Hidden in plain view, Al-Qaeda, more than ever, is out in the open, run by NATO, who are known narcotics traffickers. The troops grow the opium publicly on Fox News. Everything is Twilight Zone. They've got tanks rolling around in cities all over the U.S. getting us ready for the total collapse. And we're just sitting here sliding into it.
Let me just add, though, another aspect of this thing. The question of war and peace regarding Syria comes down to this guy Erdogan. It's written Erdogan, but in Turkish, Erdogan, or something like that. He's the prime minister of Turkey. Now, he heads an Islamic fundamentalist party, I guess, an Islamist party, call it that. It's not quite fundamentalist. But it represents a departure from the Ataturk tradition, which has been, I think, quite successful in Turkey, although there were abuses. But now the question is, how crazy is Erdogan, right? Is he crazy enough to start a war with Syria? Because if he does, that will be the end of modern Turkey. I was in Beirut, Lebanon last November, part of this trip to Syria. I met General Michel Aoun. General Michel Aoun is like the De Gaulle of Lebanon in many ways. He's the leader of the Maronite Christians, and he's in an alliance with Hezbollah, which the U.S. obviously doesn't like. And he said, you have to understand, Turkey is the most fragile country in the world. Half of them are Islamists. Half of them are strong secularists. They don't want to have any religious attributes in the government. And there's this minority of Kurds. 25 to 30% are Kurds. So what you see right now is the Turks they became a base for Al-Qaeda. There's no other way to put it. It's funny. Rick Perry said this. Remember Rick Perry in those debates? He said Turkey is now a base for terrorists. My God, he was right. He must have gotten a good briefing. Iskenderun. Don't go to any hotels in Iskenderun, Turkey, because you're going to find Al-Qaeda in the next room. So forget the tourist industry in Turkey. But the question then is he going to take the plunge? Because if he does, here's what's going to happen. Already, the Kurdish rebels against Turkey are getting safe haven from the Syrians in the Syrian Kurdish area. And if the Turks insist on starting a war, the Syrian response will be to foment a general uprising of that 25% of this Turkish population who are Kurds. And that will be really a cataclysm for everybody, because Iraq, Iran, Syria, and Turkey would all be carved if you get an independent Kurdish state. So I would urge Erdogan to pull back. In other words, this is crazy. He has gotten this theory that he's the new Ottomans, right? He's the new Ottoman Empire, the new Turkish Empire.
No, I understand. And by the way, you mentioned that Business Insider and others are reporting that troops are piling up on both sides of the Syrian-Turkey border. And Turkey obviously said 4 days ago, they said on Monday, they said, if you even come near your own border with troops, Syria, We're going to attack you. So Turkey really wants to have a war, I guess, at NATO's behest. And then the Russians have reportedly, for several weeks, put in Marines, Special Forces, Spetsnaz. So what do you expect Russia to do is the $64 million question, because Webster, they're clearly going ahead with this proxy war situation.
It looks that way. And remember, there's also the question of the campaigning season, which the season for military operations is now. The Mediterranean, everybody should know, the big thing about the Mediterranean is once it gets to be October, starts to rain, right? Winter rains, autumn and winter rains. That's the Mediterranean. It's not sunny anymore when you get into October. There's fog and things like this. So there's an urge to act now. If Erdogan takes the plunge, that will be the breakup of modern Turkey. The people like Hillary Clinton, I think, are increasingly crazy. You've got the new foreign minister of France is also a warmonger, Fabius. He once had a debate with Chirac, the guy who later became president of France, and Chirac said to him, "Vous êtes un roquet. You're a little cur. You're a little attack dog, Fabius." So right now, Fabius is working as the attack dog for NATO. So that looks bad. On the other hand, Putin was in the Middle East this week. He was in Israel. Putin sat down with Netanyahu and, I believe, delivered a pointed warning to him. He said, "Dear Netanyahu," according to reports, "Dear Netanyahu, you have the devil you know, Assad, and you have done fairly well with Assad. You have had peace on the Golan Heights for the past 40 years, practically. If you get the devil you don't know, you could be in big trouble." And then, of course, the other dimension that you point to, what will Putin do? He will do something. What will it be? I think this is the thread upon which the hope of peace now hangs.
And let's expand on that. What is the bankster strategy manipulating the West into this to put Al-Qaeda-like Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt to back all of this destabilization? I mean, where does Israel really stand in that? Because Israel's wanting to go after Iran, but then all the Iranian proxies in the Middle East, the Hezbollah, but instead now they're going to have to deal with the classically, you know, jihadist Saudi Arabian aligned groups. I mean, because I see the constant spam on InfoWars. It's got to be bots or something in there. And again, Israel does a lot of bad stuff. All these big countries do, all these powerful countries. But this obsession that if you slip on a banana peel, Israel did it. But I look at the different geopolitical makeup. This doesn't look good for Israel. And I've seen a lot of noises that Israel doesn't like all the Al-Qaeda people being put in around them. What's really going on there?
Well, the Israeli situation is going to be desperate, more or less independently of whatever happens, because of the refusal to make peace, right? The way out for Israel is make peace now. Get the best conditions you can get. Make peace, wrap it up, normalize with everybody. Netanyahu is the opposite of that. But then you look at the Israeli debate. When this Arab Spring stuff started, right, Tunisia, the destabilization of the Arab world, there were two schools in Egypt, one in Israel. One of them said, "This is bad for us because we're going to get these fanatics taking power." And the other school said, "It won't be that bad because these fanatics will break up the Arab states." In other words, the Egyptian state, the Libyan state, will be smashed. And what we see in Libya, to be sure, is that the Libyan state has been smashed. There are not going to be any threats to Israel coming out of Libya, not anything serious of the type Gaddafi represented, because they're hundreds of dead in a given week. There's fighting all the time, gangs. It's a failed state, right? The wonderful outcome of the singing tomorrows of democracy is a failed state. Then you look at Egypt. Egypt is in danger, I think, of going that way, because you've got the army on the one hand, you got the Muslim Brotherhood on the other. They could cooperate if both were reasonable and said, "Look, we'll have power sharing and we'll have a gradual transition, you know, a guided democracy and then a full democracy." But in the Egyptian presidential elections, the runoff was between Morsi, the guy who's now the president, Morsi of the Muslim Brotherhood. He got a little, 51, and the other guy who got 49 is Shafiq, the representative of the generals. I would stress there was a better candidate. The guy who came in third was my candidate, the Nasserist, and that is Hamdine Sabahi. Sabahi, pro-labor, pro-reform, never had anything to do with Mubarak, actually was jailed by Mubarak, open.
All right, we got to wrap this up because we're going to break.
No military dictatorship and no theocracy. That would have been the way out. But right now, Egypt is on the brink of pretty serious destabilization. Sudan, by the way, the new thing is they may be getting a color revolution going in Sudan, although I doubt it. It's possible. Anyway, some Israelis would say, look at this. All the Arab states are being smashed. They're all going to be failed states. That's good for us. That would be a cynical Israeli position that you hear.
So basically put al-Qaeda in to wreck everything. So I mean, do you think Netanyahu is supporting that? I mean, do you think Israel is involved in this then?
Netanyahu goes back and forth, but I think that would certainly have an appeal to Netanyahu, no doubt.
And then they can use al-Qaeda to take our liberties here at home, and the public's so dumb and ignorant, they don't even know that al-Qaeda
al-Qaeda is a threat in Pakistan. But in Libya and in Egypt and Syria, they're the singing tomorrows of...
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic, and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Second hour, we're going to go over the latest news on William Shatner stripped down in public by our lords, the state, our gods, the TSA. We'll get into the latest on the Fast and Furious situation with contempt. Will they criminally go after Holder? But Webster, we got 5 minutes left. I want to shift gears. I know you've got to go and tape your own show that's here on Genesis on the weekends, World Crisis Radio. But we're here at the World Crisis. This is a direct tax to the insurance companies. From my research, they wrote this health care plan. A lot of the socialists and people think it's a step towards their communist dream. What is your view of what's happened? What do you make of John G. Roberts crossing over and putting it in the basket for Obamacare? And do you think Romney will try to repeal it?
Well, let me say, first of all, there is some evidence now that Roberts originally voted to strike down everything. And I think what obviously happened was the insurance companies, Wall Street, came to Roberts and they leaned on him and they said, listen, Sonny, we know you believe in this, you know, original intent and all this crazy ideology, and we finance that ideology, but we don't believe our own propaganda. We want that money. We want everybody paying the insurance companies. So Roberts then flipped to the other side, and he got some benefits.
Yeah, he reportedly flipped, and the earlier writing looked like he was going to, I mean, this is actually in mainstream news, right. And then he came out and was, like, crying.
But look, here's the point. This is a victory of the finance oligarchs over the crazed petty bourgeoisie, the middle class, who think that this thing is the end of the world. And I wouldn't look at it that way. Remember, my position is Medicare for all. Easiest reform. Remove the 65
sure, let's be clear. This
limit.
Is not, though, the socialist free health care, which would be a lot
free.
Cheaper, which would be a lot cheaper than letting the IRS be the enforcer of the bankers.
I want Medicare for all with no age limit, $100 per person per month. If you're destitute, if you're unemployed, you get it for free. And you pay for that by taxing Wall Street. Wall Street is not taxed. They pay zero. They pay zero on their corporate income tax. They pay zero on their quadrillions of turnover. So tax that. That's my tax. Now, however, let's look at it from a different point of view. Suppose you're one of the 30 or 40 million, or maybe 50 million, because it usually comes down to a group of about 50 million poverty-stricken Americans, right? They've been left out in the cold. You are not poor enough for Medicaid, because for Medicaid, you got to be practically destitute in many states. You are not old enough for Medicare. You are too old for SCHIP, because you can get child health insurance, right? No matter how poor you are. You can get it for your kids. You're not a veteran, and you're not getting COBRA because you're not, you know, coming out of a job that
One
you
minute.
Want. So here's the problem. There's a mass of people. Now, the result of this thing is Wall Street gets paid, but if you're in the middle, within 18 months, you're going to be able to get some kind of coverage. And I think that's a positive aspect. In other words, it's not all bad. Wall Street's going to get paid. Yeah. Look. If the opposition is Ron Paul on the one side and Adbusters on the other, Wall Street will get their way because there's no real opposition. But even within that, in order to get it through the Congress, they had to put in this thing, no pre-existing conditions. That's going to be over. You're going to get some coverage.
I've read it. It's written by the insurance companies. I mean,
right, but they had to make concessions to some kind of reality. So I think the big thing is remove the IMAC and MedPAC. Remove the death panels. Stop the rationing and restore the 500.
Yeah, but rationing always comes with socialist health care. Webster, thank you so much. The nightmare of England. Look, I've got people that work for me that live in England. It's a hellhole. But Webster, thank you. We'll talk to you more about it next week. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond
Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.